This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Disaster-induced death toll climbs to 232. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs all concerned bodies to remain on high alert as heavy rainfall is on forecast in some places of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. Bada Dasai festival begins with Ghatasthapana today and at least 6 people killed as Israeli airstrikes target Beirut city centre. Now, the news in detail. As many as 232 people have lost their lives due to the recent rain-induced natural disaster. According to Home Ministry spokesperson Rishiram Tiwari, another 23 people are still missing, while 165 people are injured due to floods, landslides and inundation. Home Ministry spokesperson Tiwari further said that 17,120 people have been rescued so far from the affected areas. The government has prioritized rescue and relief efforts and is working to repair the disaster-hit highways and ease transportation. Meanwhile, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed all the authorities concerned and relevant mechanisms to remain on high alert and make preparations as heavy rainfall is forecast in some places of the Kosi and Bagmati provinces. Home Minister Lekhak called on chiefs of all three security agencies, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, chief district officers and local governments for caution towards possible risk of disasters. In the meantime, Home Minister Lekhak discussed with transport entrepreneurs ways to ensure smooth vehicular movement in the wake of approaching festivals. At a discussion with National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs and Transport Entrepreneurs Organization regarding the impact of landslides and floods on national highways and roads with disrupted vehicular movement, efforts to resume the blocked highways were shared. On the occasion, Home Minister Lekhak directed the bodies concerned to immediately provide relief to the transport workers stranded along the roads. Similarly, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal and Minister for Defence Manbir Rai discussed speedy repair and reconstruction of damaged roads to ensure smooth transportation. During the discussion held at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure, the Defence Minister pledged assistance to repair and reconstruct the roads in the wake of approaching festivals. In case of need, Nepali Army personnel could be involved in the repair and reconstruction works along with BP Highway that faced damages at several places. The discussion was also attended by Secretary of the Defence Ministry Keshab Kumar Sharma and the Director General of the Department of Roads Ramhari Pokharel. The Navaratri, a nine-night festival known as Bada Dasai and a significant celebration for Nepalese, has commenced today. Ghatasthapana falls on Ashwin Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the bright half of the lunar calendar month of Asoj and Kartik. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the auspicious time for observing Ghatasthapana this year is 16 minutes past 9 a.m. today. The first day of the nine-night festival is marked by worshipping the deity Shailaputri, following Vedic rituals and preparing for Jamara, which is called barley soots, by sowing maize and barley seeds in a jar filled with soil and cow dung for germination. The germination of the auspicious Jamara is also initiated at Hanuman Dhoka Dasaighar following Vedic rituals. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously endorsed Prakash Man Singh Raut for the post of Chief Justice. Senior member of the committee, Ananda Prasad Dungana, said the committee meeting, which was held at the Singhadarbar, approved Raut's appointment to the post after conducting a hearing yesterday. The meeting of the Constitutional Council held on the 16th of September recommended the senior most justice of the Supreme Court, Raut, as Chief Justice. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee also unanimously endorsed the nomination of the government to appoint Chitralekha Yadav as the next Nepali ambassador to Australia. World Bank has projected Nepal's economic growth rate to be at 5.1% in the current fiscal year from 3.9% in the last fiscal year, driven by anticipated increased tourist arrivals and increased hydropower and paddy production. According to the World Bank's latest economic update released yesterday, it is mentioned that the private sector is expected to further contribute to the growth, and it is anticipated to benefit from the central bank's loosening of monetary policy and easing of regulatory requirements. The recent rain-induced disasters in the country have taken a huge toll on the production of electricity. Nepal Electricity Authority says at least 1,100 megawatt of hydroelectricity has been thrown out of the systems, with obstruction to its production and transmission. Nepal Electricity Authority said it would be difficult to meet the demand as most of the power stations were closed in the disaster-triggered emergency. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has certified the Public Service Broadcasting PSB Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. The National Assembly Chairperson also certified the Nepal University Bill. Deputy Spokesperson of the Federal Parliament, Dasarath Dhamala, said the certified bills have been sent to the President's office for authentication. After the authentication from the President, the bills will take the form of acts. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil has said that the due payments for the completed projects and the payment requested after the completion of the due process have not been stopped. Finance Minister Paudil told a delegation of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal that went to submit a memorandum yesterday demanding payment from the government that about 20 billion rupees has already been released as payments for the contractors. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has said that the government aims to build digital public infrastructure with an effective digital foundation under the Digital Nepal framework. Inaugurating the three-day Trans-Himalaya Communications and Social Development Conference organized at Kathmandu University in Kapri Palansok yesterday, Minister Gurung said the government's policy and program focus on digital public infrastructures to pave the way to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has called for using artificial intelligence, AI, responsibly and decently for the common benefit and prosperity of everyone. Addressing the inauguration session of the Asia Cooperation Dialogue in Qatar's Doha yesterday, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana said AI could not be put behind in the present era and must be used for the benefit of all. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil held a meeting with the state's three-level government representatives and Ministry of Water Supply and officials concerned with drinking water to identify the measures to prevent infectious diseases that might spread after landslides, floods and inundation. During the special meeting held at the ministry yesterday, Minister Paudil urged the bodies concerned to forward preparations from their sites to prevent the spread of vector and waterborne diseases. Similarly, Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Paudil announced a collaboration with the Ministry of Health to provide purification materials and conduct an awareness campaign. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. At least 6 people have been killed and 8 wounded in Israeli airstrikes targeting central Beirut overnight. Lebanon's health ministry said a further 46 people were killed and 85 injured in Israeli attacks across Lebanon in the previous 24 hours. Hezbollah fighters and Israeli troops are engaged in heavy fighting in southern Lebanon, where Israel confirmed that at least 8 of its soldiers have been killed in close combat so far. Lebanese officials say more than 1,000 people have been killed in the past 2 weeks, while around 1 million may now be displaced in Lebanon. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon and the partial influence of the low pressure system formed in the northeast Assam and surrounding areas of India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places of the Madhes province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi province and Bagmati province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.8 degrees Celsius with 1.1 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Disaster-induced death toll climbs to 232. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs all concerned parties to remain on high alert as heavy rainfall is forecast in some places of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. Bada Dasain festival begins with Ghatasthapana today, and at least 6 people killed in Israeli airstrikes targeting Beirut city center. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.